With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
1-2-1-2.
Lovely. Great. Right, I'll just get straight into it then.
Hang on.
Team up, will ya?
Game week.
Welcome back to the podcast equivalent of Andros Townsend's mum clipping up all his greatest goals and sending the video to him. Welcome back to Game Week, where we want you to believe in yourself, have faith in those selections and climb those league tables. We have your back. We want you to be the best that you can be. We are motivational, inspirational. It may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious. And a last minute appearance off the subs bench for friend of the podcast, David Berry, host of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show and manager of Mustang Valley. Good morning, Dave. Hello, Dave. Whatever time of day it is, Dave.
Hello, Matt. Hello, everybody. Whatever time of day it is for you.
Good to have you back. Dan Pryor, unable to attend this week for technical reasons I don't want to go into. Is it a coincidence that it's the first week of the season where I've actually scored more points than him? Perhaps. I'm not saying it's a no-show from him, but he's not here and he can't be here this week.
If you guys are continue that as the way in which you do things, as soon as you beat the other, then you don't turn up on your own podcast.
It's going to get hard.
Are we ever going to see you two together again?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a mess.
I mean, I'm happy to be here, but you know, I subscribe to this for my Matt and Dan action. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's good to hear, Dave. And coincidentally, also, I think it's the week where I've just leapfrogged over Mustang Valley. There's a little bit of an 11 point gap opened up between us, Dave, after a strong start to the season for your boys. How? What do you put that down to, Dave?
I put it down to Pep Guardiola sticking with a little bit of something close to a regular starting 11.
Mad rotation, yeah.
No, and that means that Cancelo, who's been great for me, Torres, who effectively, as we saw towards the tail end of last season, is playing as a striker, but on here is classed as a midfielder,
exactly.
And Grealish, who I just really had to give a go to. You know, yes. I want to see him succeed. And...
Fair enough. Get caught up in the hype.
The thing with Jack Grealish is, I know that if I was a nine again, Jack Grealish should be the guy whose poster I would have in my
imagine
room.
Imagine those big calves on a poster on your wall.
I love those lowered socks. I wouldn't pull my socks up until I was about 14 if I was a kid in Jack Grealish
era.
He's
a brand, isn't he? He's a brand. And I don't blame you at all for buying into him. And to be fair, he's delivered pretty much. He's got, a goal and a few assists already.
Yeah, so the three of them, there's a kind of Man City triangle that's done quite well for me. I don't have any United players aside from Luke Shaw. I hope that he would kind of continue the form he had for England during the Euros and the form he showed for United last season. And then, which I'm sure we're going to get into in some depth, the first time I appeared on this podcast... A few years ago, I said there was a time in fantasy football where you were sport for choice when it came to strikers. And I said to you there was Drogba.
Yes.
Did you want Drogba? Were you going to have Thierry Henry?
Yeah.
And there was a few kind of stalwarts of that period in the noughties.
Mm.
And I think that those days have returned. Yeah. And I know that the Premier League has never exactly been starved of great strikers. But there is a genuine debate now about whether you have Lukaku, Kane or Ronaldo.
Exactly. It's great, isn't it? It's like the old days.
I've gone...
Yeah.
For Lukaku.
Lukaku. So you're not going to go for three of the big ones. You've got Salah and Lukaku, and then you're spreading the money elsewhere in the team, which is a fairly decent idea. And it's
Well. It's working okay. I'm going to stick with this. I know that you played your wild card during that last international break, I think you've got, you know, you've got a bit windy, as my dad would say.
I had to, because I had a bad start to the season, and I know it's madness to play, because basically the start of a season is like a wild card, isn't it? You've got free reign to pick who you want.
Yeah.
And just a few weeks in, I've already done it again.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
When do we get our next wild card?
That'll be renewed in January. You'll get the second one in January. So I just
going to be a long, cold winter for you, my friend.
And there's a few factors involved in my decision. It was the Villa keeper being suspended. It was what's his name? The Newcastle striker being injured
again.
Again, yeah. And then it was the arrival of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And that for me, he is like the FPL legend, the GOAT on this game, and possibly in football in general. He's guaranteed goals, which is why I put him in and why he scored a brace. He does not disappoint. He's a big game player. That's what he's all about. But the big debate is whether to sign the Portuguese winking wind-up merchant or to stick with, like you are doing, with Lukaku instead. And that's a big choice. Lots of people have been getting in touch via the Game Week HQ Twitter feed suggesting Ronnie rejectors is a new thing. People who don't want to pick Ronaldo.
It's like the salad dodgers.
Yes, it's like exactly the salad dodgers. Or Ronaldo refuse Nicks, says Billy Husky. Luke McGuire is a Ronnie rejector, and he says, never will the wide-necked winker be in my team. And that's harsh words from Luke McGuire, but he has coined a new phrase for us there. The alternative to the salad dodger, the Ronnie rejector. Dave, you're currently a Ronnie rejector. Are you sticking to that plan?
I don't know. I wouldn't call myself a Ronnie rejector, but also, when it came to the big question, to Ronnie or not to Ronnie, I have not Ronnied, because I believe Lukaku is pound for pound one of the best strikers in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
In Thomas Tuchel, I think that all Chelsea fans must be overjoyed having him as the manager.
Yeah.
You know, even replacing such a club legend as Frank Lampard, he's doing such great work already. And I think so. I have to stick with him. I don't know about Kane.
No,
you don't know whether Kane is going to be playing to prove to everybody he is undoubtedly, which he is, one of the great strikers in Premier League history, or whether he's going to be a little annoyed that he didn't get the move he wanted.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of wash coming from that side, that all the Spurs fans have forgiven him. And
yes,
I've not seen him live at the new and brilliant looking White Hart Lane.
No.
But I don't think it's all as rosy as Kane's camp would have us believe.
Yeah, exactly. Some noses must have been put out of joint by that whole thing.
Yeah.
And Spurs, it sort of fell apart a bit to a degree with that 3-0 defeat at Palace. I know Tanganga's sending off didn't help, but I mean, that was a collapse of epic proportions. Son's out injured, and Kane is just not firing on all cylinders.
It's going to affect you, though. I know he's been called the consummate professional by people who know so much more about football than I do.
Mm.
But my point is, he is undoubtedly one of the great Premier League strikers, and he's always done well in fantasy football for people that have chosen him. But I just think, on a personal level, how is the man? How is he right now? Whereas Lukaku is like back to the club where he's got to prove a point. He's gone and won Serie A in the meantime. He's playing for Belgium, one of the great international sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Lukaku's got pace around him with the two German internationals.
Yeah.
So that's why I've gone for him. And that's why I'm not a Ronnie rejector, but to answer your question in a very long-winded way, as I always do, he may come in at a later date.
Yes. I mean, I think I've had it with Kane now, because I stuck with him despite my wild card for that Palace game, and he didn't do anything, right? His price is going down. He started the season at 12.5. He's now on 12.2. I've lost 0.2 of a million by holding on for him, whereas Lukaku's price continues to rise. So, I mean, I've made the decision to switch ahead of this game, because it's a big game. It's a huge game on the Sunday afternoon, Spurs-Chelsea. I can't see...
What a game.
Chelsea seem to be amazing at keeping clean sheets at the moment. If Son's still out injured and Harry Kane's misfiring, surely Chelsea will keep a clean sheet, and surely, well, Romelu scored again in the Champions League in midweek. He's on fire at the moment. banging in goals left, right and centre.
Yeah, I mean, he's my vice-captain. I've gone for Salah as my captain this week because Liverpool are playing Crystal Palace.
Yes,
and I just think that could be, you know, more of a one-sided contest than Chelsea-Tottenham. The other one I'd like to point out, Matt, if I could.
Yes, please do.
Diego Jota.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now, a football player that first came to my attention on the how I spend far too much
the game
of my
podcast,
spare time.
Is that what you're saying?
No. I was going to say FIFA, video game, FIFA.
Yeah.
I spend far too much time playing that, given that I am a father. But Diego Jota, then he was brought to my attention by you guys on the Game Week podcast for his work at Wolves.
Where he was amazing, yeah.
So, 20 points in total this season so far, 7.7 million. Again, an out-and-out striker, but classed as a midfielder
in
this
game. Yeah, it's madness. He's playing in the middle of that front three at the moment. Certainly Firmino being injured is quite a big factor.
Mm.
But yeah, you've got, and this is what I've also have in my wildcard team, is Jota rather than Mane, because he's so much cheaper and he's playing as the striker. Torres is playing as a striker and yet as a midfielder, Ferran Torres at Man City. So I've done it in a way that I've got like 7 million-ish midfielders, and then I've got Ronaldo and Lukaku up front now, having changed from Kane.
Yeah.
Because I was hemorrhaging money.
That's a strong... I mean, I've had to balance all of this out by having Tony and Pukki.
Yeah, and Pukki's not done it yet, but I think Pukki's fortunes could be about to change. Norwich have a decent run of fixtures coming up.
I think they've got Watford.
Yeah, they've got like... They had a really hard start to the season. They were playing like a lot of top six teams, and they've got like Watford at home, Everton away, perhaps not that easy, but Burnley away, Brighton at home. You know, so if they are going to win any games, they need to start doing it soon. So you'd have thought Timu might come through to you. It's still only 5.9 million. Ivan Toney's got one goal so far this season.
Yeah, I thought he might be that. Mm. You know, we dream a little, don't we?
Yes, I like a Championship striker coming up to the Premier League and just making that transition.
Pukki did it last season before last, didn't he?
He did indeed. So also in my midfield post wildcard is Damari Gray, who keeps scoring unbelievably. He's got 3-3 now, Damari Gray, and it's only 5.7 million. That's
only
a bargain at Everton.
How much is Rafinha?
Rafinha's 6.5, but I think Rafinha's still cheap for how good he is. But
yeah, but Gray's doing it, isn't he?
Leeds aren't really doing it at the moment.
No.
I've got Fornals in there as well for 6 million. He's linking it well with Antonio. Very annoying the Antonio sending off, because obviously I kept hold of him. He's one of the stars of the season so far. But like, the game was nearly finished. He was on a yellow card and he just left his leg out completely unnecessarily.
They never think of the fantasy football players, do they? Those footballers.
It's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? So now I'm going to keep hold of him. I'm not going to sell him. He's only suspended for one game. It's fine. So I'll keep hold of him. But the other one who's doing very well, who was on my bench this week annoyingly, is Conor Gallagher at Palace, who has had a great start to the season. Already scored 2, assisted 2. And look, you know, I mean, Palace will probably struggle against Liverpool, but going forward, when they play a sort of mid-table teams, I think he could do very well.
I saw him play in the flesh. He was on loan at Charlton Athletic for a while.
Yeah. Yes, nice.
Then he went to Swansea, I think, and then on to Palace, which is annoying. But I think he's still on the books at Chelsea, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, they still own him. They're just loaning him out.
But that's what they do.
It's very good.
They keep that money going up and loan.
That's what they do. Own and loan. That's the way forward. But yeah, I think he looks very good, Conor Gallagher, this season. And only 5.5 million. He's gone up to 5.6, sorry, breaking news. He's increased. Everyone's on to him now, as you'd expect. I did take one slight gamble. I obviously put a Wolves defender in, because there's lots of great Wolves fixtures coming up. And Roman Saiss didn't disappoint me. They've got Brentford at home, Southampton away, then Newcastle at home next. And they're not scoring with gay abandon, but they are keeping clean sheets. So I put Saiss in. But then I took a bit of a gamble on Chilwell, because his price has come down, because Tuchel keeps starting with Alonso.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's got to start with Chilwell at some point. And Chilwell was on the bench, so it was an absolutely wasted signing. Luckily, the points came off my bench, so it wasn't too bad for me. Duffy came off the bench and got 5 points for me. I got 72 overall, which is all right for a wild card return. Quite happy with that. The average was 57, so
I got 62.
Yeah, which is decent. You know, you've got to keep it around that sort of mark at the start of the season. Dan Pryor, the not here this afternoon, but still here in spirit.
It was this morning when we started this. How long have we been doing this podcast for? Unbelievable. all. I don't even get paid for this. I've been here for 5 hours now.
What are you on about?
When you say goodnight at the end when you wrap it up, it's 12 hours of pure game week.
I think that's pretty much where we are, isn't it, Dave? I think that's pretty much up to date. I put cheap defender, hot tip, 4.1. Everyone knows about him now. Livramento at Southampton. I know they're not. They're looking all right this season. And he'd actually got a clean sheet at the weekend. But 4.1 million seems to start every game.
Yeah, I went for Daniel Amate at Leicester City.
Yeah, he seems to have been. I think now he's gone now because he's not starting as much because their new signing at Vestergaard they signed from Southampton. I think he seems to be starting ahead of Amate now.
Yeah, I've got 8 points and 0 points for game week four from him.
So I'm going to have to
chop him out.
Mm. But I'm quite happy with that. So I know Kane's probably going to return to haunt me, but I can't see them scoring against Chelsea, even though they're at home. You know, Chelsea are just very hard to score against. They're strong everywhere,
aren't they?
They are, yeah. They're a machine. The big other news, I suppose, is Calvert-Lewin's broken his toe. That's going to affect a lot of people. A lot of people had the Everton striker who had a decent start to the season. But, yeah, he's out for a while with a broken toe.
Had a great season last season as well, was one of my guys.
Yes,
but then went
did.
Off the boil again, you know.
Yes.
And it was. And I thought him and Carlo Ancelotti being the boss, I thought we were looking at a dream ticket for a while. As far as fantasy football went, but alas no more.
So I suppose the big game is the Spurs Chelsea game. Manchester United away at West Ham. I'll be sticking with Ronnie for that, but you've the only Man United player you've got is Shaw at the
Luke
moment.
Shaw got me 5 points this week. He's going to play,
yes,
and
yeah.
the
and
thing
assists,
was he gets assists, and he even got a couple of goals last season, didn't he, towards the end of last season. Got that one from the edge of the box. So I thought I'd stick with him, and he played well for England. I like the fact he hasn't got any eyes. I like that.
I'm
a small-eyed guy myself.
Chunky and sunken eyes.
Deep sunken eyes.
I've never really noticed that about him.
Very sunken eyes. I was looking at his Adidas promotional material on the tube the other day.
Okay,
I thought, you've got very sunken eyes.
Well, I think we both love a sunken eye.
It's dogged us both.
Yes.
That and our love of Chinese takeaways.
Suckers for sunken eyes. We really are, yeah. But yes.
Might change my team name.
I'm thinking of captaining Ferran Torres at home to Man City at home to Southampton.
What about Salah Palace?
Well, I'm not.
For me,
I'm a Salah Dodger.
Both.
I'm still a Salah Dodger for life. That'll never happen. But I mean, you know, maybe Jota, because Jota is hot at the moment. You know, he's like
Jota versus Palace. Yeah.
So yeah, it's either Jota or Torres. I think for me, I don't know about Ronaldo. I imagine he's going to carry on scoring. He's always going to score on his debut. It was a guaranteed nailed on certainty that he would get at least a brace on his debut.
Do you want Matt to add some spice to this edition of your podcast?
Yeah, go on.
I am going to make Ferran Torres my captain as well.
Oh no.
Now I've got the pressure of the advice.
For that, I'm actually going to make. This is the knock-on effect you're having. I'm going to take the vice captaincy away from Lukaku, and I'm going to give it to Salah.
Wow!
That's what I've done. You've inspired me yet again. You are here to give advice about fantasy football. You know that's the raison d'être of your whole podcast.
I say. We haven't really touched on Palace yet. They had a really good week.
That's my only stipulation.
Sorry.
We don't talk about Palace.
Of course, Charlton fan.
Come on,
don't cover your ears. For 1 second.
Odson came on for 10 minutes and scored twice.
I mean, he did well at Celtic, but that 6.5 million, he's got to be on your watch list. Come back, Dave.
And, can I come back now?
Yes, come back. The other one is Marcel. Talking of Wolves defenders, Fernando Marcel, 4.6 million. They've got those favourable fixtures coming up, Dave. He started every game this season, played the full 90 minutes. He got two assists in the win against. I'm possibly thinking of, if I get rid of Chilwell, which I'm not sure what to do, because I know as soon as I do, he'll probably start in place of Alonso. Marcel, maybe doubling up on the Wolves defenders. Oh. I mean, I don't know. It might be too much.
We've missed the opportunity for you to say goodnight because it's the morning again now.
Yes.
I didn't know we were doing this for charity.
It's like a record-breaking attempt. Dave, if you think this is long, you should hear some of the ones. But sometimes Dan will just talk non-stop for 10 minutes, making bad puns.
It's just that you've got to go to the optician.
I've got to go to the optician, it's true. Apparently, I might need... It looks like I might need bifocals. I'm getting
Save it for
there.
The breakfast show on Absolute Radio. Come on, let me have that content for my bit. Come on.
Dave, thank you very much for filling Dan's boots.
Mate, I can never fill Dan's boots, sending my love. It is always a pleasure to be on this brilliant podcast. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure as always. We'll be back with more next week. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.